Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique. You found the killer bees live for the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Is the Deshaun Watson trade the greatest in Houston sports history? What has to happen for it to be the greatest trade in Houston sports history? 713-780-3776. 9784 says Tracy McGrady.
Didn't win anything with him.
I mean, that's podium is what that is. That's podium. Maybe third. Might be third. Maybe third. I don't know. For me,
is it even third for the Rockets?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, I thought you meant overall.
No. Third for the Rockets because you would have Harden above it. You would have Drexler above it
for sure. Now,
there's probably a trade before I was alive. That was a big trade that I'm not even thinking of. Like they traded for Moses Malone. They traded away Elvin Hayes.
Well, and
they traded for and traded away Moses.
The one thing that you can kind of throw in to evaluate is the Chris Paul trade, because if his hamstring doesn't go, they think that they win the title because of the Chris Paul trade. McGrady was never there. I mean, they were to a game 7 and got annihilated in Dallas. They had good teams, never great teams.
I would probably go McGrady over Paul.
I think because of longevity, I understand that. I think because of the totality of how much time McGrady played here and Chris Paul, I would agree.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of close. Like, yeah. I think McGrady-Paul is kind of close.
I think I would go Paul. McGrady never got you out of the first round.
Yeah, but Paul didn't get you to the finals.
I know.
There's that caveat.
He was only here for 2 years?
Two seasons, yes, I think. That seasons, sounds right. Yes.
You know, like Tracy McGrady had 13 points in 35 seconds, guys.
Okay, regular season.
Tracy McGrady had that lazy eye. Like, it was cool to look at.
He dunked on Sean Bradley that one time.
I was biased to Tracy, and yeah, I will admit that. Those were some of my favorite Rocket teams. And I know they didn't win at a high level, but I am biased to that Tracy Yao era.
I mean, look, you can't fault CD and company for putting that team together the way they did, because if not for injury, that team probably should have done a lot more. But Yao was hurt, and they always had people hurt at the wrong time, but that was a really solid team.
And what they gave up didn't hurt them. No. It was Francis Mobley, Kelvin Cato. Yeah, it didn't hurt them at all.
Plus, they got back Rhys Gaines. Went a long way.
And Juwan Howard.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, wow, they did get back Juwan Howard. Yeah, so Tracy McGrady's at best third for the Rockets and nowhere near the greatest trade in Houston sports history.
Juwan was part of that trade?
Yeah, I think it was a cap filler. Oh, okay. And they ended up keeping him.
Yeah, they did.
And then Van Gundy, like, loved him.
Loved him.
He started.
Yep.
Those line drive jump shots he used to throw up.
But he was pretty good.
He did a short sample size. He did exactly what he did with his job. The physics on that shot were unbelievable.
1-0-4-7, the dumbest trade was when they got Brock. They signed Brock.
They signed, well, they, yeah, they maybe did. He's talking about trading him away.
I don't think it was a bad trade.
Well, he had to staple a second-round pick to his forehead to get him out of town.
What did he get at the time? And it seems so, like, minuscule now.
Like, wasn't it 6-36?
Wasn't it 6-36, or was it more than that?
I think it was
4 years, 60-something.
Okay.
Yeah, I forget exactly the totality of that contract. If the Texans win, that might change things. So I think my top five would be this. I think that you need a championship or like a Hall of Fame career for it to be an elite trade. That's why I hesitate to put the Deshaun trade in my top three, because it didn't get you a Hall of Fame career. And it's hard to consider Drexler the Hall of Fame career because he got him late in his career. Like Bagwell, you got him before he ever played in a major league game, played every single game of his big league career with the Astros, and then was a Hall of Famer. Or a championship. My top five would be Verlander, the Verlander trade, the Yordan trade, the Bagwell trade, the Watson trade, then the Drexler trade.
Okay,
that's my top five.
I think the one thing too when you're looking at it is, did you either get the piece that put you over the top, or did you get a guy that put you on the map again for a long period of time? That's why the Bagwell trade it means so much, and the Yordan trade's probably going to be the same, because not only did they win even with Yordan's case, but they're going to be here for pretty much the totality of their career and going to be at a really, really high level, so that your franchise is really good. And I think that's big, but I think the title does matter. So I think first and foremost to me is the Verlander trade, because it did, I think as good as that team was, I think that was what pushed them over the top. I think the Bagwell trade to me, though, is second because of the fact that you got a guy that was your cornerstone for so many years in the Hall of Famer. And then when you start looking at it, I think that my change would be I put the Drexler trade a little higher than you do, because like at fourth, because of the fact that regardless where he was on his career, I don't think they sniff a championship without him.
We all have the same top three, though, right?
But still, nonetheless, I mean, that's a back-to-back. That puts you at a different level in terms of where that team rates when you've gotten...
Sure. I'm nitpicking, but whenever you say sniff a championship, they were the defending champion.
Sniff another
championship. Yeah, the sniff another. Okay. Yeah.
One trade I don't think we've brought up, and excuse me if I missed it, but Garrett Cole was a great trade. I mean, I know you obviously lose Joe Musgrove, but Garrett Cole for two seasons was as dominant as a starting pitcher as the team has had over a 2-year period.
The problem with that one is it didn't net you a World Series.
You a World Series, didn't get you a title.
Don't we put most of that blame on Hinch, but you didn't get a World Series.
You got there, you just didn't win it.
You didn't win it.
Don't we put that blame on Hinch, though? It wasn't like it was Garrett Cole. I mean, but Garrett Cole should have been put in
the
game.
I understand, but did we have a parade when Garrett Cole was a member of the Astros?
No, we don't.
Before he was a representative of himself. We didn't. So, like, that's my hang-up on the Garrett Cole. And he was only here 2 years. So, like... That's kind of like the Chris Paul trade. Like,
so
really?
If Hinch doesn't, Cole is more dominant. Theoretically, hypothetically, if Hinch doesn't screw that up, puts Cole in the game, they win the World Series, where does that trade get moved?
Probably fourth behind Bagwell.
Okay. I get the longevity there.
The other thing is part of, like, what you trade.
Do you have Yordan third?
No, I have it second.
Second. I had Bagwell second. I have Yordan third.
See, I think some of your arguments about Bagwell, though, you could also say about Yordan, like a cornerstone of the franchise, like your best offensive player. Like Yordan is that. He hasn't done it for as long, doesn't have a Hall of Fame bust, but he has something that Bagwell does not.
I know. I want to knock on wood because I don't want to jinx it. That's why I don't want to say it. But I'm like, yeah, we still have to see the rest of his career play out.
Yeah.
But if it does play out, then I at the end of his career, I can easily elevate him over Bagwell.
And I do value championships. Like, I do have a championship bias. I have a ring bias. Now, I'm not giving any scrub that won the title. Like, you know, I'm not going to have Cameron Maben on this list, even though he won you a title and you traded for him. Like, he didn't really contribute a whole lot to that team.
He also won you a taco.
That's right. He did.
Yeah, he did. I don't know. I think I might have to put him at six because he won you a taco.
Yeah.
Stole the base.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that. But I think one other caveat to this, too, is who you gave up. Like, it's part of the greatness of the Deshaun trades that you gave up Deshaun, and we all hate Deshaun now. But then, like, the Yordan trade, you traded Fields. Bagwell trade, you traded Larry Anderson. So the fact that you got over on the other team and you ripped the other team off, I think magnifies the greatness of the trade.
The Verlander trade. Yeah. No one turned out in the Verlander trade.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't.
I mean, we saw Daz Cameron today on, what, his second or third team, where, yeah, no one turned out to be the prospect they were supposed to be, and Verlander turned it into two World Series.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it as well.
Yeah, I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even remember all of what they gave up for Clyde.
I thought they traded Otis Thorpe and...
Thorpe, OT was definitely the centerpiece going back, but then it was like, I think it was a lot of draft picks and things because Portland was kind of trying to rebuild.
I think they got him really, really cheap. I'm not even sure they used a lot of draft picks.
Yeah, we got him right before the trade deadline because we brought him in at halftime of a game.
I remember
the video. Scotty Brooks was part of the trade. Tracy Murray right behind him acting like the celebration was for him.
Tracy Murray was part of the package that came back, which if they could, in retrospect, they would have loved to have avoided that. And then on top of that, Scotty Brooks at halftime, they had to tell him that he was traded. When Clyde was walking through the tunnel, they went in for the halftime meeting and said, Scotty, you're going to Portland.
Wow.
They didn't say that he was part of that trade, Scotty.
He was.
It says that the Blazers traded Drexler along with Tracy Murray in exchange for Otis Thorpe, the draft rights of Marcelo Nicola, and a 95 first-round draft pick. Maybe they just cut Brooks
because they needed the roster space immediately.
Yeah. They needed the roster space, so he was the odd man out. Yeah, I don't even remember Marcelo Nicola.
No, never heard of him.
You remember him?
I think it's pronounced Nicola. Okay. Or Nicola.
But
that's what they used to do. They used to do that as a sound effect.
Great
early
joke.
Yeah, but like, yeah, no.
Yeah, the Hopkins trade was the best in Houston history?
Nope.
Wrong list.
That would be the other list. Yes.
Deshaun's the guy I can't stop talking about. Well, he's in the news. It's very pertinent information. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Second behind the Drexler deal, the Deshaun deal. I feel like Manny's forgetting about all the Astro trades.
Yeah.
H-Town Taiga says that Deshaun Watson is easily the greatest trade in Houston sports history. Wesley says it's the greatest talking Astros. Jordan for Fields is the winner until the fruits of this trade do as much as Jordan did in the 2022 playoffs. Three game-winning home runs. See, I think that's why I have Verlander 1, I have Jordan 2. The championship part is where I'm at for me.
Yeah, I am too. I think that the other kind of intriguing part of all this is you went as a team and an organization, you were going down in history as maybe the worst trade in NFL history that they always referred to in D-Hop, and now have turned around and maybe have made got on the winning side of the worst trade in NFL history with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people, I mean, were a little before the, you know, sexual allegation stuff came out. They were Team Deshaun. They were throwing, they were doing the little, you know, walk on Kirby.
Yep.
For Deshaun Watson.
Oh, they were
Watson.
Picketing and yeah, so weird. All of that.
Joe says it will be as soon as the Texans win a Super Bowl. See, I think that's where it's going to take to jump into the upper echelons of trades in Houston sports history. Cody says it may be the most lopsided trade in sports history, period, especially if things go south with the NFL on this latest allegation. Carson up there with the Harden and JV trades. Urban, greatest ever for one side and the worst ever for the other. Any sport. See, it is bad for Cleveland because they compounded their error, though, because of the contract.
Yeah, without question. It's the price they paid and then the price that they turned around and paid him. And when you look at it from the perspective of, like, because the Josh Fields trade in terms of what you gave up, which was nothing, and what you got, and the return on investment was so big.
Fields threw hard, man. Don't sell him short.
Huh?
He threw gas.
Who, Fields?
He did.
Yeah, but at that point in his career, he wasn't – like, the Anderson trade doesn't get enough. Yeah, it's still a great trade for the Astros, but Anderson was exactly what they needed short-term, and they didn't have room for Bagwell to crack the Major League roster. And you got your, you know, a cornerstone.
Yeah. Larry Anderson was solid. Yep. I mean, he was in the twilight of his career, but he wasn't a bum.
But he was what they needed that year.
Yeah. I mean, they would not do it if the hindsight 2020.
Sure, absolutely.
Obed says Jordan 1, Bagwell 2, Watson 3, Harden 4. I mean, he left out Verlander.
Yeah.
I feel like people are leaving out Verlander here. I also give Verlander maybe some more value because it was the first one in organization history. Maybe that's why I'm selling Drexler short.
I was going to say,
maybe that's why.
Yeah, I can understand. If that's your way of thinking, yes, I can understand that part of it. But the first one always means the most. I mean, the fact that they got the first one without Clyde, I mean, it was the first ever in this entire city, that will always live in infamy because of that.
Maybe I haven't just a bias there that I don't realize. Justin says, Branham, you're downplaying the Drexler trade too much. And you wouldn't think that I would. Go Cougs. But maybe it's the first title thing. And maybe that's why I have Verlander ahead of Jordan.
And they traded for Verlander twice.
Yeah, they did. Now, he hasn't won a World Series title the second time.
No, not yet.
So, and he has two after the first trade. Yes. So, like, he had two. Jordan has one. Bagwell didn't have any. So maybe my first title bias bodes well for the Texans-Watson trade.
I hope so.
Because, obviously, they don't have a Super Bowl championship.
Yet.
They don't, and the entire city does not.
Well, yeah, I certainly hope that that's what it turns into. And then, you know, it's a twofold proposition that as long as they get the title, then you just have to find at least one guy that turned out to be really, really stinking good, and that would probably be Will Anderson.
6856, Key from L.A. at the National League, or Tank, but Will would be the favorite.
Right,
Key from L.A. at the National League had DH. We probably keep Alvarez. The Dodgers didn't even know who Jordan Alvarez was.
It was the other guy. As the story goes, there was two guys named Alvarez in their system, and they were really high on the other Alvarez, and their initial reaction was, no, we don't want to trade that guy. And it was like, no, it's Jordan Alvarez. And they're like, who's that? Sure, take him.
Yeah. And the I don't think he ever played a game with the Dodgers minor league system. He said he was in the clubhouse once and he put the jersey on once, but never appeared in a game.
He just told that story.
He was on a Corona commercial.
Well, and he also, I think it was on Space City Sports Network.
Oh, okay.
I think it was both. You're right. I think it was also on the Corona deal, but he told the story of the fact that he put the uniform on, but he never played a game.
Yeah. He said he was in the clubhouse, put the uniform on once, never played in a game, and that he didn't know what a trade was.
That's right.
Like, he thought he was getting cut.
Yeah, because they said you're no longer with the team, and he was all, like, heartbroken and stunned, and what are we doing, and then realized he was getting an opportunity somewhere else.
Yeah, Dodgers didn't even know what they had in Jordan. So the whole, well, if they had the DH, they would have kept them. No, you're lying to yourself, Key from L.A. You're delusional. All right, 713-780-3776. Astros did win today. What hot takes do we have from the Astros avoiding a sweep against the A's? Also, I've accepted something about this Astro team, and I think that it's leading to less stress for myself, and maybe you should take heed. as well. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, a word from MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the place you ought to be if you want to bet on sports. You got a Thursday night football game. They've got a great deal going on Thursdays right now where you make a bet on Thursdays and you win, you cash in. If you don't, you get it back because they're giving you a freebie on Thursdays. You need to check it out at MyBookie.ag. They got all the games, all the sports, all the action, the live in-game betting. You name it, they've got it. And it's the place you need to be because they take care of you, the customer, all the time. They're doing it again right now. They're doing it with their bonuses. You know how it works. If you go in and sign up at mybookie.ag, you put in our promo code BET975. Whatever you put in up to $1,000, they're going to put money on top of it based on what you put in. And suddenly you got more money in your account, more games you can bet on, and more chances you can win. They're absolutely phenomenal. They also heard from you that said, sometimes I want to do some gambling and there's no games going on. What do I do? Say no more, fam. Next thing you know, we've got live dealers standing by for the Vegas games that you want to play in the casino. You don't have to fly to Vegas. You don't have to drive to Louisiana. Right at your fingertips, on your phone, on your iPad, on your desktop or laptop, you've got MyBookie.ag, and you've got a place where you can play casino games and so much more. It's a great community to be involved in. It's a great company to do business with. Been in business for over a decade. They ain't going anywhere. Neither is anything to worry about. You are going to be there with them, and they are going to take care of you every single step of the way. Use our promo code BET975 any and every chance you get, but specifically use it when you sign up for the first time or when you're putting money in your account. You'll see the extra added bonus. You'll cash in before you actually try and cash in. Check them out today. Go to mybookie.ag, where I always tell you, bet anything, anytime, anywhere. What's the only place I tell you to do it? Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Are the Astros back? One today. Beat the A's 6-3. Ryan Pressly, winning pitcher for the Astros today. Hard-earned win for Ryan Pressly. Yeah, are they back? They beat the A's.
It's always, I mean, everybody's a prisoner in the moment when it comes to the Astros. They win two against the Diamondbacks. They're fantastic. They lose the last game and everybody's losing their minds. It's good that they got a win out of this series. I expected more, no doubt about it. But thankfully, they salvaged one in the series, and now hopefully Seattle loses and you get that five spot back to be ahead of them.
Isn't this what the kind of the Astros do, though? Like I think the A's are probably being overlooked as a team. Like they think they're still the single A's, and like you mentioned the other day, they've been one of the best teams in the American League since the All-Star break. So we kind of like, oh, they're the A's. They should sweep up on them when they're better than people think. But this is kind of what the Astros do. Like, they beat teams that are good. They play down to their competition and lose a couple of games when they shouldn't. It's like last year when they went and swept Seattle and then went to Oakland and got swept there. It's like, this is kind of who they are.
Yeah, though, and it's not just, like you said, it's not just been 1 year. It's been the last several years. Detroit's been awful, and Baltimore's been really bad in the last several years, and they've swept the Astros. You mentioned the A's swept the Astros. You mentioned the fact that you can go in at home and sweep a good team like Kansas City and immediately turn around and go on the road to a really bad team in Cincinnati. After you beat the Royals, you beat a good team at home in the Royals and sweep them, then you go to Cincinnati and get your butt handed to you. I mean, it's quirky, it's weird, it's the ultimate playing to the level of the competition. But now it's go time, and you'd like to see a little bit more consistency in beating the bad teams, regardless of how good I think the A's are going to be in the future. Yeah, you need to mollywop these teams.
Yeah, so you drop two of three, you salvage a game, you don't get swept. Ryan Pressly blows a save, but gets the victory. Fromber could have been the winning pitcher, blah, 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 blah. It wouldn't surprise me if the Astros are ousted in the wild card round, and it wouldn't surprise me if they win the World Series. Like, in fact, I don't think there's any other answer. I think either they get ousted in the wild card round,
one,
or they win the World Series. Miss the playoffs entirely? Yep. I don't think so.
See, after last night and the Mariners getting a win and knowing that they still got a three-game set with the Astros, That's the thing I'm leery of. As much as when you brought it up the other day, it was encouraging to say, hey, look, even if you lose the division, you still can get into the third wild card and be in the playoffs. But you don't want to screw around too much with just what we were talking about, losing games you're supposed to win, not having that ultimate consistency when you need it most, and then suddenly look on the outside looking in. That would be atrocious, no matter how much of a comeback this team has pulled this year.
And that's changed since then, too. Like, they're now tied with the Twins for that final wild card. So, like, that doesn't really hold true anymore. I've pretty much accepted the fact that the Astros are a wild card round team, whether they win the division or I think they're going to win the division. But I've accepted that. Like, I've accepted they're not going to be a top two seed. I've accepted they're going to play in the 3-game series. And with me accepting that, I think that the last few regular season games they've lost prior to today, they're less stressful. They're less stressful because it's not like, oh, you're living on the, you're not living from the, on the edge with all of these games. Now, the fact that the Mariners have cut the gap to 3.5, it kind of, makes a couple more hairs gray. But this Astros season, has been incredibly stressful. You haven't been your best at all. Your pitching staff was the worst for the first month or two of the season. You've had injuries throughout. You've had fluke things. This has been a very stressful year. And for me, to lessen the stress of watching the Astros up until they make the playoffs, hopefully, I've accepted they're a wild card round team, and it makes watching these last few regular season games a little bit easier.
So it doesn't for me, simply because of the fact you guys know that I probably put a little bit too much emotion into my sports viewing with the Astros and with our local teams. The big thing to me is that worry that the Mariners are going to catch them. The big thing to me is that a team that I thought was so far in your rearview mirror you didn't have to worry about, and we were watching Cleveland and New York. Now I'm back to watching Seattle. Going, I'm with you that this team is going to be playing in the wild card round. If they get in, to me, that division, the fact that you still play Seattle, that I'm so leery of it that I still can't relax and enjoy it because of the fact that I'm scoreboard watching to make sure that there's an insurmountable lead by the time you get to that Seattle series.
Yeah, I don't feel like the Astros will allow that. Like, they're a team that always knows how to turn it on whenever they need to. Although there's going to eventually be a time where they try to do that and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and you look at that, look. We talked about the difference between the two teams and their schedules, too. And down the stretch, the Astros have more tough opponents. Now, to your point, they might not need that Cleveland series at the end of the year, no matter how good Cleveland is. But you got Seattle, and then that Padres series, you got to be leery of that as well. And if we're going to talk about the fact that this team sometimes craps the bed when they're playing teams they're supposed to beat, you got an Angels team you're supposed to mop up on that has some young talent that they're throwing out there, especially their pitching staff that's been doing pretty well, to where they're trying to see what they've got and make a statement going into the future as well. I am leery of it. I'm still nervous about it. I can't relax at all until they actually solidify it.
Well, you're just a little scared.
I'm not scared.
You're a bit scared.
I'm concerned.
Sounds a little scary.
I'm the right adjective, but you can have a reasonable concern without being scared. I agree with you. I think they're going to win the division. I just would like to, if I want to feel comfortable, I want them already to have wrapped up the fact that they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I would. They certainly have not made things comfortable. I really want them to have a 4-game lead whenever they take on Seattle.
That would be great.
Because then, it would eliminate the whole they sweep and they're now ahead of you.
Right, but you also then would put a whole hell of a lot of stress on that last series with Cleveland because of the fact that, again, in a series that shouldn't matter, and all of a sudden if you had to go in and it mattered that you get wins, that's the kind of series that they find a way to lose.
It might not matter for the Guardians, though. Like, they might be setting their pitching staff.
They might try and lay down and still find a way to win.
I guess they could be in the race for the number one seed. I wonder how aggressively they would go after that.
I don't know. I don't think that the World Series is ever their ultimate goal. I think that they're always...
Their goal is to win a World Series.
They can say that, but with a mid-market team that always looks to kind of save money, I feel like they're successful. And when we always say, was the season a disappointment or not? I think a lot of times in Cleveland, it's we got to the playoffs, we won the division, we lost to the Astros or somebody in the playoffs, but it was a good season. It's kind of like I view Tampa. I feel like their teams have a different perspective on winning as opposed to teams like the Astros, who you've been there, done that, and you accept nothing less than the best.
But there's no way that Stephen Vogt, the manager of the Guardians, is telling his team, hey, it's okay if we lose in the first or second round.
No, I'm not saying it like that. But I'm saying that ultimately, if they do lose in the first and second round, at the end of the day, when they have the press conference, you can say, we had a successful season. We lost some players. We redid our entire pitching staff. We got rid of a lot of veterans and big money. And we had some other guys that were injured. And we still found a way to win the division, get to the playoffs. I think that if the Astros were trying to have that same conversation, you're like, yeah, no, I'm not buying that.
4-3-2-1. Thank goodness the Astros play playoff teams in the playoffs because we can't beat the bad teams. 5798, my Astros hot take is the same take I've had for two seasons. The higher leverage the situation, the more likely Ryan Pressly is to bleed runs.
Well, I mean, look, I think the other thing I thought that was leading towards, they are the microcosm of a closer that has issues when it's not a save situation. When it's high leverage or a big team, they show up, they play. Pitchers, teams, etc., they play their best baseball. When they play lesser thans, they play lesser than.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Willabits when we come back. You never know what you're going to get with the Willabits, but you know it's going to be good. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, a word for the good people at Vanderford Air. Go to VanderfordAir.com right now. See all the services they offer because they do plumbing. They do. They can put a complete humidifier and dehumidifier system inside your house so you don't have to buy a portable unit, and it can dehumidify your entire house like it's part of your air conditioning. And, of course, what we're specialized right now in, because we are in the dog days of summer and we've got more heat on the horizon, they are specialized in your HVAC systems and your air conditioning units. You have to be very, very cognizant of what happens with your AC. Well, we know it down here in the heat of Houston. That means if you think that there might be a problem, if you're worried about your system breaking down, you should have someone check it out, someone reliable, someone that backs up their work. And if your system goes down, God forbid, you should have a company that gets to you as soon as they can, puts everything in writing, makes sure that they back up everything they do, and has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Look no further than the company I'm talking about. That is Vanderford Air and VanderfordAir.com. Save their name, their number in your phone right now. You need to call 281-557-COOL. 281-557-COOL gets you to a company that's not going to be fly-by-night, that comes by, does the work, doesn't put it in writing, and after they do the work and get their check, they are gone. You will never hear from them again, no matter what happens, good or bad, with your system. They are the ones that back it up every step of the way. You call them, they guarantee you within 24 hours they'll be out to see you. You don't have to wait days on end. Everything that they do, they put in writing. If it's something that you could either do with a replacement part or put in a new system, they'll completely write up and give you the estimate for both. You could go in either direction. Both are guaranteed to 100% satisfaction. And everything that their workers do, the installation and repair work that is done, and everything to the temperature and the cooling that your unit is going to do, is 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. How could you ask for anything more? Check them out today. Go to VanderfordAir.com or call them 281-557-COOL.
ESPN 97.5.
The Killer Bees are back. And I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous spin.
Let's play TV show reviews.
All right.
TV show reviews.
I took the advice of a Twitcher, which is dangerous.
Whoa.
Dangerous.
That sounds like a dark alley to walk down,
sure,
Batman.
Dangerous.
Toe those waters?
I like to live dangerously. You know that about me.
No.
No. Nothing screams wild and dangerous than Branham.
Yeah, that or mayonnaise.
I watched the Apple show Presumed Innocent. I don't like giving away spoilers. I'm anti-spoilers. I can't remember which Twitcher it was that recommended it either. So.
Who's in it?
That one dude, Jake Gyllenhaal or whatever.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. He doesn't have an F in his name?
No.
I thought it was Jake Gyllenhaal or whatever.
No, he's not German that I know of.
I didn't.
Maybe he is. I don't know
anybody else in that cast other than Jake.
He's a good actor.
Great actor. Have you ever seen that movie Nightcrawler that he's in?
He was great in that.
Fantastic in that.
I went to see that with my wife. She was, I think, too creeped out to enjoy it, but it was a fantastic movie.
Blanker's favorite Jake Gyllenhaal movie is Brokeback Mountain.
False. Nice try.
But it's the only one he's seen.
But very, very low-hanging fruit.
Maybe Shannon Sharpe's favorite Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, boy.
He was with the lady.
He and Joaquin Phoenix, they say, are two of the guys that get so into their parts that they completely just drop everything in their lives and get, they live the part.
Yeah,
go see the Joker next month.
I know, it's coming out.
Heath Ledger did that, too.
He did. No, he was great as the Joker.
He was great, too, yeah.
I'm saying Heath Ledger would do the method acting, too, where he would basically turn into the character around the clock. But I would recommend this show. I'll give it a 7 out of 7.5 out of 10. Huh. It's actually, there's going to be a second season. which I don't know what they're going to do in that second season. But I enjoyed it tremendously. So if you're looking for a show, it's on Apple TV. You got, you know, weaseled into having to pay for it because of baseball. I would recommend, there's actually a lot of good shows on Apple TV. The Morning Show's on Apple TV. Ted Lasso's on Apple TV. And I enjoyed Presumed Innocence. So I would recommend it 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Tell me, are you going to watch it?
I might. Yeah, because he's a good actor.
You don't watch shows, though.
Oh, yes, I do.
Hold on, breaking news. Do I need a sound? Hold on, let me get the breaking news sounder here.
You don't really watch shows like that.
Well, I've been binge-watching to catch up on my million-dollar listening.
That's not a
Los
show.
Angeles.
That's not a show.
No, we're talking about, like, good, like, Emmy Award-winning type of television.
You never know what these people might win.
No, that's not a show.
No, that doesn't count.
I mean,
I won all kinds of real estate awards.
I take back the breaking news sounder.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about a real show. Like, you binge watch a real show.
I don't have time for that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't know my life. You're talking about watching million-dollar listings.
You have time.
You have time to watch
the
a 35-minute program.
The million-dollar listing time could go towards one of these shows.
If I enjoy million-dollar listing the way you and Vanderpump Rules, yeah, I can watch whatever show
I want.
But
Jeremy's still finding time for the other shows.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have my life.
Well, so you can watch your random baseball game of the night on the Astros?
Yeah. Yeah, you could sneak in these shows, I bet.
You don't have to watch Rays and Twins.
7.5. 2422, we also like the series. My wife and I love Presumed Innocence. This 1565, Watch Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. I did watch that one, actually. That was like a 6.2. I didn't like that one. It was good.
You're a good actor.
I would recommend Watch Your Honor, but I like Presumed Innocence more than I liked Your Honor. Your Honor had some scenes where I was like, okay, that's not very realistic. And I get turned off by things that aren't very realistic. Have you watched either one of these?
No, I have not. I did want to contribute another review to the segment, though.
Will you watch Presumed Innocence?
No, I haven't watched either
one. Will you?
Oh, yeah. I'll give it. Well, I don't have Apple TV, but if at some point I do have Apple TV, I will give it a shot.
How about Your Honor? Will you watch Your Honor?
Yeah, it's actually on Netflix. I've been meaning to give it a try. I haven't yet, but I'm going to get to it.
It's pretty good. 6.2, your Presumed Innocence is a 7.5 for me.
So my TV review here, this is something that came out, I believe, back in the spring. And there was a movie by the same name, same people involved, but The Gentleman. If you're a fan of the Guy Ritchie, you know, British crime, organized crime movies, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, all those movies. The Gentleman, obviously, he did as well. That had Matthew McConaughey in it about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. The stories aren't connected, but the setting is very similar. If you like organized crime British shows by Guy Ritchie, highly recommend. It's only 8 episodes long. Doesn't take you long to get through it. Great action, the crime stuff in it is great. Guy Ritchie always nails that stuff. I'd give it about an 8.1.
Wow.
The ending I thought was a little, I didn't like the ending all that much. I thought they played it a little too safe it didn't really explain things in a way that made complete sense. But the overall series, very good.
I don't really love that setting.
What, British crime dramas?
I like crime dramas. I don't really like the setting to be in Britain.
So have you not watched the Guy Ritchie movies?
What movies?
Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels will probably be the two most famous ones.
I've seen Snatch.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt in it.
Yeah, sure.
It's that sort of stuff. If you've seen one Guy Ritchie movie, it's kind of similar. The way they tell the story, the dialogue, the humor, the action, all very similar to other Guy Ritchie stuff. It's very good.
Okay. All right, where's that? That one's out on where?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Also has Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad in it. He's a big character in that show.
I almost need to watch it to see if I can trust your recommendations. For real. Like, you know, like everybody has people like that. Like, you
well,
have
if you
all
don't
your friends.
Like British crime stuff, you're not going to like it.
Well, then I wouldn't really like your cup of tea, you know? Like,
okay, fair.
Like, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just, you know, we might not like the same stuff. But you know how you have your friends.
Did you ever watch The Beekeeper?
No. Someone
well,
just texted.
Here we go. Here we go.
See, it's not my kind of thing. Someone just texted in. I watched The Beekeeper the other night. Great movie, !
See?
But you know how you have certain friends that recommend things like shows or food, and then you try it, and it's like, this is pretty podium.
How often have I recommended movies to you?
I'm not saying – that's why I said I need to watch it to see if I can trust your recommendations.
BMX 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon separation is going to be bringing it back to Jason Statham.
Well, Jason Statham has been in several Guy Ritchie movies.
Like, that's kind of where I thought you were going.
He was in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
See, like, there's a few – I have a couple of friends that will recommend some food places, and I go try it. I'm like, this is podium. So, like, I don't trust them anymore.
Fair.
So, like, I might be like that with you. So, I feel like I need to watch your recommendation to get an idea
I
if
well,
I can trust your recommendations.
I eagerly await the feedback.
4515 Gentlemen season one is great. How many seasons are there?
Just one.
The Gentleman was awesome. Blankers doesn't have time to watch TV. Can't believe it at that. Y'all need to watch C on Apple TV. Huh, I've never heard of that.
I saw an I think that has Jason Momoa on it because I saw an advertisement for it. I don't know much about it.
I'll have to. I'll see.
Oh man.
That was accidental.
That was bad.
It was unintentional. This doesn't look like my cup of tea either. In the far future, humankind has lost its sense of sight. The father of twins who are born with the mythic ability to see must protect his tribe against a threatened queen.
Sounds like a Jason Momoa type movie. But yeah, I'm probably out.
63% Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, I'd be out on that.
Probably not. Beekeeper, Chris and Humble. Y'all need to rewatch Breaking Bad. Why do we need to rewatch Breaking Bad?
I've rewatched it a couple times, but I don't feel like I have to right now.
Yeah, why do we have to rewatch Breaking Bad? Presumed Innocence, 9.5 out of 10. The actor that played Tommy Molto is the real-life husband of Maggie Gyllenhaal. I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is a pretty good actress, too.
Bad Monkey on Apple TV is a good show. If you like Vince Vaughn, then you'll like that show. I watched about 15 minutes of that. I couldn't get into it. That TV show C was really good, says the texter. Somebody else said Bad Monkey. Rotten Tomatoes dumb. Yeah, that quick. I didn't really enjoy it.
I haven't tried it yet. I know Lance is watching it, but yeah, 15 minutes feels like awfully quick to make a
decision.
Lance
is watching it too?
Yeah.
He's got pretty good taste. I'm going to have to try it out again. are you intrigued by any of these things that are coming soon in the sports realm? SEC is doing a Netflix show, kind of like the F1 series. They're going to go behind the scenes with a bunch of different SEC teams. Will you watch that one?
I don't think so.
I'll watch it. I'm a sucker for any of the behind-the-scenes sports stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know how much they're going to be able to reveal. And everybody's trying to, you know, even with the college and with the money and everything like that, I just think that it's going to be kind of...
Well, how would you know if until you watch it?
If they give you
it's
SEC...
it's going to be staged over, they don't want to get in trouble.
If they give you SEC football hard knocks, you wouldn't watch it?
No, because I don't think it would be anywhere... I don't think it would be anywhere close to the NFL version because I think they have too much to hide.
We'll see. I could see that, though. I don't think it's a bad take.
It's not completely invalid.
How about the? I have one that you will like. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah, he's gonna light some candles. Yeah. Turn down the lights.
You're wrong. The documentary is gonna
lock
be
myself.
Get his favorite blanket.
It's gonna be 90 minutes of darkness.
Yeah,
Joel's gonna watch it at darkness retreat. The only light is the Aaron Rodgers show.
You'll watch this one though, right?
No, I mean, not probably not.
Cat got your tongue?
Yeah. Like, the book is coming out, too, and my buddy already read it, and I heard him talking about it on a podcast a few weeks ago. And, I mean, the guy he tried to interview some. I want to know about his family. I want to know about, like, the Olivia Munn stuff, all the crazy stuff. And evidently, that's not part of it, and the guy couldn't get any answers. So then what are you reading about it for?
So you're going to watch the documentary?
Probably not.
Are you interested in it, Brian?
Yeah, I give it a shot. I don't. I share Joel's skepticism, but I give it a shot.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I'll watch it. It might not be very good, but I'll watch it. And then the rise and fall of Vince McMahon.
You know my answer on that one.
Yeah, you'll watch.
Yeah, 100% will watch this.
You gonna watch this, Blankers?
Yeah, I might.
The rise and fall.
I might because I think you know it's all about.
You might
because there's you guys already know the chances of me watching any TV series.
Yeah, but we had to hit a breaking news sounder when we thought you watched one.
Right, but I do. It's just not one that you qualify as being good enough.
No, it's not good enough. It's just
not a real show.
It's not a real show.
That's like a guilty pleasure. Like that's a show that you watch to like kill time. Anybody? Okay. I'm not saying it's. I have plenty of those shows.
Yeah, I mean,
so do I.
But then there's like, okay, let's.
Like I wouldn't tell you I watched the show. What was it? It was Guy's Grocery Games. Like I wouldn't tell you that. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of shows that I would watch, but I mean, I like the limited time that I have. Those are the kind of shows I enjoy.
We need to get you to watch more shows. Like instead of watching ESPN Wednesday Night Baseball,
okay,
watch a show.
We need to get a tracker to find out how much time Joel actually has, too, because I'm not fully buying it.
Yeah,
like last night when I left here to drive out to the BF Richmond Rosenberg for a scrimmage softball game that got me home closer to 10 o'clock. That was fun.
What time did you go to sleep?
10:45.
Sounds like you had a time for a show.
Got to get kids fed.
You had time for a show.
Got to get them cleaned up. Got to get them to bed.
Oh, you had time for a show. 5348, the gentleman only for people who say wash, not wash. So not for Southerners. 0754, Blankers doesn't have time because he's too busy doing old man stuff like crossword puzzles. Do you do crossword puzzles?
Not at all. Yeah, try old man stuff, chasing around my and coaching my kids and doing the things that I do.
4515. Rotten Tomatoes is like that friend you can't trust on reviews. Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's give away some tickets. Let's give away some tickets for the Bayou Bucket coming up on Saturday. This Saturday, 7 p.m., TDECU Stadium, U of H taking on Rice for the Bayou Bucket. Celebrating Houston with this hometown rivalry. It'll be a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Tickets start at just $15. Head over to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get your tickets. Come early. Be loud. And wear red. Let's get to our car wreck of the day. What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. This Saturday, it's Houston, and it is Rice. It is for the Bayou Bucket. Maybe this rivalry continues in the future. Maybe it's the last Bayou Bucket for quite some time. So you got to get out there to ensure that you watch Houston and Rice for the Bayou Bucket. Houston looking for a little bit of revenge after Rice beat Houston last year at their home. Houston coming to TDECU Stadium looking to get the Bayou Bucket back. Celebrating Houston with his hometown rivalry. And outstanding deals for you with the Bayou Bucket special. Only $15 for 100-level tickets. Only $10 for 200-level tickets. Go to uhcougars.com/promo. Enter promo code RICE24. Be there for a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments between Houston and Rice. Bayou Bucket Special, $15 for 100-level tickets, $10 for 200-level tickets. All you have to do is go to uhcougars.com/promo, enter promo code RICE24. Come early, be loud, and wear red.
ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Fromber's music, 605. Fromber. What does Fromber do for the Astros today?
Fromber's going to give you 6-1 run.
Probably Dill. Stressy will blow his wind.
I think I'd go 6 1/3.
Yeah, I'm just feeling 6+1 run. Had,
just, you know, a hunch.
Probably deserved a win. Which would have been his 15th if he won it.
Would have been nice for him to do that. They need a win desperately before they head to Anaheim. Hopefully, the Rangers. Are you rooting for the Rangers tonight?
I am.
To take on the Mariners?
I am.
Kamar Rocker?
I think you have to, right?
Big league debut?
Some good pitching for the Rangers, because I believe DeGrom and Scherzer are going to pitch in this series.
Good pitching or...
Well, it used
pitching.
to be good pitching. Look, it's better than them mailing it in and bringing up some other prospect that hasn't been there and done that. I'll see what they got and hope they do their best.
I can't imagine they'll pitch very long.
Probably, yeah.
Rangers aren't eliminated, though. Like, they're still lingering.
Okay. Go get them.
They're, well,
don't worry about the silver boot. Get your boots.
How far are they back now?
Eight back.
How far?
They're eight.
They're out.
Yeah,
they lost back-to-back games, though. They were six back prior to that.
Yeah, eight back with what, like 15 to play? They're dead.
Someone better check on Total Arlington. Yeah, they're done.
Well, he's got the Cowboys.
I already said, yeah, he already switched gears about 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Phone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
All right, what are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Blankers, what are you nominating?
I'm going to name Shannon Sharp. I'm going to nominate him because this whole thing is weird. If you haven't followed it, the fact that for whatever the reason, people are saying allegedly he accidentally dropped his phone with an IG Live going on while he was in the act with a woman named Michelle. Then when he went on to do an emergency podcast, which everybody thought was to apologize, he basically owned it because he had to do management.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of car wreck of the day nominees for Sharp. Texting in. 4965, Shannon Sharp, put in work.
I mean,
I'm solely nominating him for his original stance, though, where he said he was hacked.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that deserves the more of the nom to me than the other part. Like, I mean, I don't know. Sounds like things are going pretty well, so I'm not going to nominate that for car wreck.
Were they, though? You don't know.
It sounded like he was going pretty well.
But what if there were two people with scripts or just sitting off camera?
I do kind of buy into the conspiracy that it was planned because he, like a planned accident because he speaks for, you know, like male supplements in that area. That gives him a perfect opportunity to work that into a live read, so to speak. But
keep going, because there's also the conspiracy because of Cat Williams and sometimes Ocho Cinco making implications that this was part of that as well as what you mentioned.
Jeremy,
that was his beard. Is that what you're suggesting?
Nope. Go check out Cat Williams. Shannon Sharp, and you can Ocho Cinco as well, and find out that they have insinuated things with him.
I think we said the same thing.
I don't know what you're referring to with his beard.
No, whenever you have a beard, it's a cover-up.
Oh.
So that's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, that's what Joel was suggesting.
And also the fact that Brian's right, that he did just sign a new male enhancement pill deal that he... You want to believe he's getting a lot of extra "quote unquote" exposures for?
Yeah, I don't buy that he accidentally left it rolling. Like, he's been doing this long. I know he's a little bit older. He's not a young guy, but maybe the stereotype would be that he's not good with technology. But he's been doing this for long enough. I don't buy that he just accidentally left it rolling.
Here's my other big take on why I don't think it was like planned or that the conspiracy theories are right. You could have lost your job with ESPN if you didn't. ESPN could have reacted differently to this whole deal so far. Because they're Disney-owned, and they're pretty close to the vest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I'll nominate Manning Cast. 872,000 views for Manning Cast on Monday. The lowest they've ever had in the history of Manning Cast.
Really? Did they have Belichick on?
I think
he's on Weekly, I believe. Yeah.
On for a little bit.
Yeah, that is crazy that the NFL numbers are up across the board and they got massive numbers all over the place and then the Manning Cast numbers were down.
I think they're tired of watching Manning Cast. Like, they just had a normal broadcast.
That's where I was going to go. Do you guys see the... Because they'll do that sometimes for college football where they would send out Pat McAfee and the guys would be on the sideline. I remember I watched that for Alabama and Texas last year, but... Do you guys see the appeal right now of those simulcasts?
No, I don't at all.
I kind of got them at first, but honestly, over the last few years, like, I watched zero of those alternate casts. I'd rather just watch the actual game.
Same.
I completely agree. The only time I watch people during the game.
The only time I watched the A-Rod version is when they had Clemens on from his home here in Houston, and he was really breaking down, like, pitching tech, the things that he teaches and how he learned and stuff like that. And I thought that was, I heard they promoted on the real channel and I flipped over, but I've never really dialed into those secondary channels.
No, I think they're bad.
Yeah, I think they're a novelty that I could see checking it out for like a small chunk of time, like what you described, Joel, but for an entire game, I don't see how people do it.
Unless it's just a completely disinterested in the game, you have no, the game's terrible and you have no, otherwise I want to watch the game.
At that point, I'm turning on a TV show.
Right.
No, yeah. You're not right.
$1 million.
You don't turn on TV shows.
I got them recorded.
Yeah. What are you nominating for car wreck, Brian?
I'm going to nominate Joel telling us that he watched TV shows, and then we found out it was $1 million listing.
It's a TV show. It's on a TV network. It's a network that Jeremy watches a show on, too.
I don't know why you say it like a negative. I openly admit that.
Yeah.
But it's not a real TV show. That's
why,
like,
isn't it? It's real TV. It's real people.
Because it's not a real show.
Reality TV is not real.
It's fodder. It's something that you just do to kill time.
But it's not real.
It's not a real show. 3177 Manning Cast numbers may be down because of the whole Disney DirecTV contract. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. No DirecTV could be reason. Yeah, you're probably right. I overlooked that. My bad. Honey Glaze Brandon Carwick of the day. Joe George saying he would rather watch the shirtless volleyball scene from Top Gun than football.
What?
I can't believe he said that.
No
Honey
way.
Glaze Brandon has to be lying.
Yeah, there's no way.
8835 Dalton Schultz ankle injury. Okay.
We don't know what it is, John Grenard. We don't know what it is.
Well, they listed an ankle.
And how severe it is.
We don't know the degree of severity.
Right.
Astro injuries or Astro defense could be a nominee.
Defense has been really bad. I think the only contending team that is in the top five of most errors since the All-Star break.
Yikes. Ho George says this guy, and then this guy says the Blue Jays for blowing a no-hitter the way they did yesterday.
Then they lost the game.
Pretty brutal.
Yeah.
All right. What are you nominating? Or what's wins?
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, I think it's pretty unanimous. Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, congratulations, Shannon Sharp. You're our winner.
Thanks, Skip. I got to go.
All right, coming up next, Hall of Fame at 7, Space Cowboys 92.5 at 7.05. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brian. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.